I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistani Christians finally get a shot at justice. More on that in a moment. And then later, a failed Bible distribution sounds bad, but stick around to learn the positive outcome in South Korea. We'll begin today in Pakistan, where Christians often get accused of blasphemy, and the story of Shafqat Emanuel and his wife follows similar trends. Bruce Allen of FMI says the couple was accused of
sending a text message by phone that insulted the Prophet Muhammad and insulting the Quran, and their crimes, which if convicted, do demand the death penalty in Pakistan. So all that trial and conviction and sentencing has already taken place. The couple's been in prison now for 6 years. They've been appealing, and there's just been delay after delay. So the appeal was set to be heard on June 3rd, just a few days ago, but again, it got delayed. So now it's going to be set for June 22nd.
Police arrested the family, beating and threatening Shafqat until they forced a confession out of him. But the evidence doesn't hold up, says Allen.
He couldn't. Number one, he's illiterate. Number two, the text messages weren't even in Urdu, the national language of Pakistan. They were in English. He doesn't even know how to speak English, let alone read or write it.
Pray that Shafqat and his wife will be released from their unjust imprisonment when judges finally hear their appeal. Meanwhile, India's economy was already staggering before COVID-19 made a bad situation worse. The World Bank announced yesterday that the Indian economy will shrink by 3.2% in the current fiscal year. Now, the previous fiscal year saw a 4.2% decrease. An economic hit to Asia's third largest economy would have worldwide ramifications. Eric Morsehead with Mission India describes how the coronavirus and lockdowns have taken their tolls on Indian day laborers.
A lot of these individuals, when they work, that's what they bring home to eat. And there's not a lot of savings. That obviously, if they can't buy food, impacts stores being able to sell things, which obviously leads to a lot of things economically.
Mission India is doing what they can by distributing relief kits through local Christian partners.
They're sourcing all the materials and building the kits in their regions. So the kits may vary depending on if rice is more prevalent in that area versus another area, it could be something else. So they're very local generated. It's not us sending things to India. And then it's being passed out to the community at large, Christian, non-Christian, it doesn't matter. We're there to help provide relief and share the love of Jesus through that interaction.
And Mission India still needs your help. Just $40 provides a family of four supplies and food for 4 weeks. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
For our partners, be praying that they would be kept safe and be given energy as they just serve in a new capacity.
And we asked you to pray a few days ago for a Bible launch organized by Voice of the Martyrs Korea. Each year, VOM Korea sends scripture to North Korea in balloons or sea bottles. Today, Pastor Eric Foley explains the silver lining to Friday's failed Bible launch.
What we've learned over the years is that God always has a reason for every event that happens. We used to get disappointed about it, but what we realize now is that God has even a purpose for blocking launches.
Police stopped the latest launch following political maneuvering between North and South Korea. However, police interference with their work isn't new, says Foley. It's even turned into a gospel opportunity.
We have evangelized over the years so many South Korean police officers who have seen the Bibles that we launch and who see the passion that we have for reaching North Korean people. And it convicts them.
Pray the hearts of South Korean police will be open to the gospel.
Over the years, we feel like that we've done probably as much witnessing to South Korean police as we have to North Korean people.
And pray for God's will to be done despite the failed Bible launch.
We don't know how the Lord is going to use it. We just know what we're called to do.
Finally, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. No one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been. So your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of heroes of the faith and be the voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.